91.3 KXCI Tucson. It's Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit and talk a little bit about what they're doing there at the U of A, what their plans are for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is...
Ted Weinert.
Hi, dun, Ted.
Dr. Ted to many.
Tell me about what you do. What kind of doctor are you?
I'm a professor of molecular biology. I teach and do research at the university, and I also teach a grad course, and then I do research on chromosomes. I spend my time equally between research and teaching, and I love them both.
Hey, Ted, why do we care about chromosomes?
Chromosomes.
Yeah.
You may not know what chromosomes
are. I mean, I know
are.
What a kodachrome is.
A kodachrome is not quite that. It could be. It's as colorful as a kodachrome. Inside the cell, there's a thing called a chromosome, which is like a super long shoestring, and it has all the information to tell the cell what to do, who to be, liver cell, neuron, nose cell, eyeball cell.
The spiral staircase.
It's the spiral staircase.
Of information.
If you now imagine a chromosome as a shoestring. Mm-hmm. Every time one cell becomes two, one chromosome has to become two, because each of the cells get a duplicate of the chromosome. So I study how chromosomes duplicate, mm-hmm. and more importantly, what happens when they make an error. A mistake.
Right, because that's where you get mutants.
Mutants, exactly. So error is like central to biology, and mistakes are cool for two reasons. Number one is, if it were not for mistakes, we would not be here. And there would be no, we would be anaerobic bacteria living near thermal vents, and there would be no music, as Thomas Lewis is wont to say poetically. That's evolution.
That's the big picture.
The second thing with error is that it leads to disease. So cancer cells, when they duplicate their chromosomes, then they make a mistake. And then they have cells that are different because they made a mistake. Evolution is like cool. Pathology is like not so cool. But they're both a consequence of error. It's really a spectacular.
It can go either way. You never know.
It can go either way. Usually it goes bad, but occasionally you get the hopeful monster. But I've been here at the University of Arizona for 27 years. One thing that a lot of people like to hear about are the ends of the chromosomes that are called telomeres.
Okay, so the little part at the end of your shoelace?
Exactly. So we study error that happens because the telomere gets screwed up. Every day you live gets shorter and shorter. So my telomeres are shorter than your telomeres, which means my chromosomes get more errors in them than your chromosomes. The shortened telomeres then leads to, you know, dysfunction. Not that I have any dysfunction yet, but that's slowly what's happening as we sit here.
I was going to ask you about your plans for the future, but I guess now we know.
Exactly. Yeah, the plans for the distant future are pretty much set.
Well, you don't sound like a very depressing person. Do you like to listen to music?
I do like to listen to music.
Oh, what?
What kind of music? I like all kinds of music. I like jazz. I like folk music, rock and roll. You know, back in the day, I was a Rolling Stones sort of guy,
not
a Beatles sort of guy.
Oh, thank you, Ted, for coming down to KXCI.
Oh, thank you, Bridget, for having me. It was a gas.